This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Good morning, Shabbos. Hope everybody is doing excellently. We are continuing our series on the Parsha, Davar Yafa Be'itai, connecting the Parsha to the Zman of the Year. The Zman of the Year that we're talking about now is Chodesh Shvat. If you don't, okay. The Zman of the Year that we're talking about is Chodesh Shvat. So, Parshas Va'era, let's see what we could do with Parshas Va'era to connect it to the Zman of the Year. Of course, we already said that these Parshios of Shmois Va'era, Boi B'Shalach Yisrael Mishpatim, not only are connected to Shavuvim, but they make it Shavuvim, because this is the time of the year that there is a tikkun for the Chet of Adam HaRishon, that Adam HaRishon was Moitzi Zar L'Vatala for 130 years. He was Hoilid Shedim Ruchin V'Lilin. But aside from that, there is further connection between this time of the year and the Parsha of Va'era. So let's begin over here. If you look in Sefer HaYetzirah, the Bnei Yisachar always brings it at the beginning of every month. He says that the mazel associated with Chodesh Shvat is the bucket. It's the bucket. The mazel of the bucket. What does the bucket have to do with Parshas Va'era? It's very interesting. If you look in the Medrash in Parshas Nasai, regarding the Makkah of Dam, the Medrash says, Shehaya ha-Mitzri mishalshel diliyai, v'ha-Yehudi mishalshel diliyai. The Egyptian would lower his bucket, and the Jew would lower his bucket. Zeh memale dam, zeh memale mayim. This one would fill up with blood, and this one with water. So this is a remez, of course, to Chodesh Shvat, the month of the bucket. Last week we learned that, even though in mazel Yisrael, nevertheless, that means we could overcome our mazel. But fundamentally, the mazel of Klal Yisrael is the dili. The reason is, it's all dependent on us. It's all dependent on what we do with our actions and how we fill up our lives. The Sefer HaYetzirah further says that the letter associated with the month of Shvat is the letter Tzadi, Tzadik. Yeah? So my friend Rabbi Rafael Ansel of France, he said, well, this is also Merumas in the Parsha. Hashem HaTzadik Va'ani Va'ami HaRasha'im. So that's a reference to the letter with which dominates in the month of Shvat. Hashem HaTzadik Va'ani Va'ami HaRasha'im. Here's another interesting connection. Sefer Yetzirah also brings that each month corresponds to a different part of the body. The part of the body that corresponds to the month of Shvat is the Korkavan. The Korkavan is the innards. The Korkavan is Shayach to the month of Shvat. So what reference is there in this week's Parsha to the Korkavan, to the innards? But we find in Va'era, we find this is Parsha, regarding Makas Svardeya, we find that the Svardeya went Bicha, in them, in you. In you, and Rashi says, B'toich me'ehem, in their innards, Nechnosim u'makarkarin. And the Zayar also says that Imamish went in their innards, and they was croaking from their innards. You know, sometimes people have intestinal distress. You know, just you might want to determine that there's no tzfardeya inside there. You never know. But it's interesting. The Torah writes regarding the korkavan, someone whose korkavan is a trefa that got mixed with other animals, so it's batal. Because the korkavan is not royless kabed, like the Gemara says, the b'nei me'ayim are not eaten. So we see, by the way, the korkavan is part of the b'nei me'ayim. So part of this parsha is Ribbono Shalom sort of establishing his dominion and his power over the B'nai Me'ayim. So that's another interesting connection between the month of Shvat and this week's Parsha. In other words, the part of Makas Tzvardeya was Ribbono Shel Olam demonstrating his control over the Korkovan. Okay. And then finally, there's a very strong connection between Makas Barad and this time of the year. The Sefer Chamra Tava brings that Barad was the only Makkah that attacked the trees. The Eskol Ha'etz HaSada Shiber. Only Makas Barad, he says, affected the trees. Why is that? Even though you could ask, Arba also affected the trees. Actually, maybe you could say Arba Hashem wanted it to attack the trees, but they didn't. They only ate the fruit. So only Makkah that actually affected the trees was Makas Barad. Now Makas Barad began in Teves and continued to Shvat. Okay, listen carefully. According to Rav Levi Yitzchak Bardichev, Makas Barad begins midway in Teves and ends midway in Shvat. Which 2 months? Teves and Shvat. The Sefer HaYetzirah says, the month of Teves is associated with the letter Ayin. The month of Shvat is associated with the letter Tzadi. These two letters together produce the word Eitz. Therefore, this Makkah was able to dominate Eitz, like it says, Ve'eskol Eitz Hasada Shiber. Which, by the way, maybe that's the reason why the Arba, they were commanded to eat the fruit, but maybe by the time they got around to it, it was already the month of Adar, and the letter Ayin and Sadi were no longer dominating. Anyway, V'inei Lefi Anal, the Chamra Tava says, that Makas Arba starts halfway through Shavat, that's next week, it comes out very good. Next week, which is Rosh Hashanah Ilanos, and the sap goes up in the fruits. In any event, Makas Arba ruled over the fruits as well. So that's a sort of a remez to Tu B'Shvat. In any event, there are a number of very interesting and compelling connections between this time of the year and the Parsha of Va'era. Okay. Here we... Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.